This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
How can companies weed out jerks in the workplace during hiring and the performance review process? This is especially complicated if the corrosive personality, quote-unquote, gets the job done, meets or exceeds the sales goals, or comes up with smart innovations. Now, some companies are realizing that this phrase, gets the job done, should also include while not being a jerk. Atlassian is a software development company based in Australia with a large global footprint. We reached out to Beck Chi, head of talent at Atlassian, to talk about her company's effort to put the jerk factor into its formal ratings of new hires and people already on the payroll.
What we were trying to solve for is just making sure that what you do and what you deliver is equally as valued as how you do it. And so there are cases where individuals are exceptional at delivering results, but sometimes, not often, but sometimes to the detriment of others or to the team or to the culture. So what we were trying to do is to create a formulaic performance system that essentially ensures that we're doing the best we can to root that out.
It's nice to take into some consideration if a person's a jerk, but you think it's better if how they comport themselves is a significant part of how they're evaluated.
That's right. And what we know is that they're, you know, the performance process in general is very susceptible to all types of unconscious bias. You've worked with somebody for a while and you know what they're able to deliver. And so there's a halo effect that can happen where you sort of see someone's exceptional performance and you sort of gloss over some of the other aspects, maybe perhaps sometimes behavior. And so what we did is we created, you know, an empirically validated sort of approach to de-bias the performance systems, right? And so these would be things like, you know, the way in which you deliver candid feedback, the way in which you look for ways to share the work that you're working on that would benefit others. You know, and on the downside, you look at things like detracting from your team members or, and some of this is about behavior and respect, and some of it is just about collaboration.
Do you believe in redemption? Can someone who's got a problem with this, do you think they can be reformed?
Absolutely. And having a conversation with someone is the very first step, which is to say, oftentimes people don't recognize that their behavior, which seems totally natural and normal to them, is being experienced in that way. So that's step one. And we really embrace the concept of radical candor and of open work. We shouldn't be afraid to tell someone, hey, that did not land well with me. But I think the secondary thing is that we do have feedback measures, right, through our performance system that allows you to get that feedback from your peers so that you can do something about it.
Beck Chi, head of talent at the business software developer Atlassian based in Australia. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, David.